me, just for the team also, you know, having a victory like that, you know, and being able to contribute and help the team like that, it feels awesome.
You want to talk about each one of your touchdowns? How about the first one? Start with the first one.
Man, you know, the first one, they all tie into each other, man. Every time I think about one, I just smile from ear to ear, man. It's just a great feeling.
What did you do in the first? What do you remember about the very first one?
We did it a couple of times in practice the other day. Eli checked to it, and he seen the coverage he wanted, and he just threw it up there, and I went and got it.
And the second one?
Same thing. Yeah.
And so, the third one?
Same thing. Had a little guy out there. You know, we ran the fade, and there was a little guy out there. Coach Mack says there was a squid out there. We're going to go up top.
So we're going to get a fourth one?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know, you know, got to the third one, but, you know, hopefully I did. But, you know, it came to me, and unfortunately, I didn't catch that.
That would have tied a franchise record.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man. Yeah.
You're the first Giants tight end to catch three touchdown passes since 1962.
Oh, yeah?
You know that? Joe Walton? You know Joe Walton?
Yeah, sweet. No, I don't really recollect that. Yeah, it's cool.
So when you're undrafted a year ago and you're worried about making the team,
I mean, you know, it's a dream come true, you know. I'm just sitting here thinking about it in this moment right now. It's still a dream come true. I'm just still working hard and focused on getting better and better every day.
I mean, it's one thing to catch three touchdowns, but to do it on a national stage like this, do you feel like you became an instant star?
You know, I wouldn't say that. Like I said, I'm just trying to stay the course, you know, work hard every day to help this team continue getting better so I can continue to, you know, contribute like that.
How many press conferences have you?
Besides this one, you know, probably a couple last week, but, you know, this is probably the biggest one so far. So, you know, trying to, you know, find a door to walk out of.
Larry, is it fair, you being six foot six, is that fair?
I mean, you know, yeah, I would say on my part, my behalf, you know, it helps, though. You know, Eli, we get down there deep, and he sees what he wants. He just throws it up there, and, you know, I'll go get it.
I mean, you're talking about all the three running together. They all were all very similar.
Yeah, they all very similar. Right.
Making the catch.
Yeah, you know, it's just looking at Eli when we're down there and you know, connect eyes with Eli. You know, he's about to throw it. So you're like, okay, I got to get it together. We're about to put it up there. So it's a good feeling.
There's been some debate about how to pronounce your name. How do you pronounce your name?
It's Donnell.
Donnell,
yeah. Yeah, Donnell. Yeah. Yeah, it's been like that since, you know, coming out of high school, so it's all cool.
Larry Thomas asked you thought you would exceeded his expectations and you just said no one answer. You feel like you've exceeded the expectations the team had for you?
No, not at all. You know, I feel like, you know, it's more room for improvement. You know, that's what I'm going to do every day. That's how, you know, I was able to help tonight. You know, just stay the course and grind and get better and just keep working at it.
Save the Moss?
Well, no, it's more coming, so I just, you know, get those. Nah.
Thanks. Thank you, Larry.
All right, thank you.